The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to, again, Southern Iowa's sports leader. I'm Dan Stalker, KIIC Thunder Country. We are live down at Moravia High School getting ready to go on girls' playoff action. The Moravia Mohawks will take on Mormon Trail here in just a few minutes. Looking forward to a great game. Moravia, my, they've had an outstanding season for those who have been following, doing a great job. They're coming tonight with a record of 17-2 overall, 12-2 in conference play, second in the conference only to Twin Cedars, with whom they did win one game earlier this year against. So very, very good squad. Coming against a Mormon Trail, and it's really a tale of two teams here. Mormon Trail has a record just the exact opposite of Moravia's, 2-17. And the two prior meetings that the two teams squared off, Moravia came out on top in convincing fashion. The first game was the first game of the season. Moravia won 62-17, so very dominant performance there the first game. The second meeting of the year, they came out, and again, it was another a big win. 64-37 was the score on that game. And again, Moravia comes in led by the senior, Caitlin Tracy. We'll be calling her name a lot. She averages 18 points a night. She also rebounds 14. She comes in also, I know, has as a freshman, you know, she's had an outstanding career, averaging 5 blocks a game. She's done that pretty consistent throughout her career. And, again, she will be one of the dominant players. Also have a freshman, Kendall Brown, who's doing a great job. And so it's just been a very good, solid team out of them. We're going to list a lot of their players here. Mackenzie Smith's a senior that comes in. Nicole Self, Jenna Sheehan. There's four seniors there that really will contribute on the boards as well as on the scoreboard and the points. We're getting ready here to get the starting announcements here for both squads, and we'll get them going. And we're looking forward to just an outstanding game here. And again, we're live bringing that for you. Kevin Comer is also covering another regional action here in this 1A. Contest here. He's over, check my schedule here. He's over doing Melcher, Dallas, and Wayne. And so he'll be bringing us the updates on that. The winners of these two games will face each other on Tuesday, February 12th, here in Moravia again. So we're looking forward to seeing that good game. It's a good conference rivals going at each other, and we'll see how that all plans out. You've heard the horn here. We're getting ready to do our starting lineups. Again, really excited here. We've got some great names here coming through here. Kendall Brown, I mentioned her, is a freshman. For those of you who know the family, her mom is a Helmick. The Helmick name, for people my generation, are really familiar with them and how quality basketball players they are. Just doing some research on it. Pam Helmick, of now Freshwater over in Albia, leads the team in terms of the season field goal percentage back in the 6-on-6 days with an 80% field goal percentage. So very talented. And again, that's Kendall Brown, the freshman, comes from a very good athletic family, both on the mom side and the dad side. And Caitlin Tracy, again, the senior, will come in. She's the leading scorer. We're going to hear a lot about her and see her going tonight. We've got some other just good names that have been familiar names for those of us in Southern Iowa, which is great to see with Hannah Eastlick, Autumn McDaniel, Nicole Self, Mackenzie Smith, Emily Moore, Becca Albertson, and Kristen Matthews will round out the roster for Moravia. Again, we're going here, getting there. You can hear in the background, we're getting the starting line. I'm trying to check myself, see what we got going here. As we go here, Mormon Trail themselves are led by a senior as well, Cassie Moore. She averages about 11 points a night. Kaylee Stansberry is a sophomore, comes in and does next leading score at four, almost 5 points a night. Michaela Reed is a junior, averaging 3.5 points a night. Ashley Hoffman, another sophomore, at 33 points a night. A junior, Kelsey Gellar, is averaging 3 points a night. And then there's Cheyenne Williams, Jordan Gellar, Alicia Barr, and Samantha Watzabaugh. Rounds out the roster for them. And again, they've had some real struggles there. Just not able to get the points up there. Having offensively not very strong as they're coming into it. And we've seen that in their scores, you know, where you've got a Moravia coming in averaging a little over 54 points a night. Unfortunately, Mormon Trail only coming in about 20. So game typically stands to be kind of a mismatch. But really excited to bring some coverage here for these Moravia Mohawks. They've come in and done a great job getting second place within their conference. Again, only two losses, and that was in a conference final. They do a little conference tournament here, and they face Twin Cedars. They won one, lost one, played a third time, and Moravia came out just on the bottom end of that contest. So looks to be a really good game if they can get back to that. We're getting ready here to do the national anthem, and love bringing that to you as well to start this game on. would be the abridged version of the national anthem there. Fine job, as you could tell, a little bit of a recording going on, but an outstanding recording. And I tell you what, for my money, though, the national anthem is no better way to get a game going, any sort of a public event. Really appreciate that. You just kind of get a sense of what's going on and the excitement that's going on with these two teams. We are getting ready to set up underway here again. My name is Dan Stocker. I'm live down at Moravia High School, bringing the first round playoff game between the Moravia Lady Mohawks against Mormon Trail Garden Grove. Bring that game to you. We've got Kevin Comer covering the Wayne Melcher Dallas game. We'll be getting updates from him as we go along here, so we'll look forward to bringing that to you. That'll be the matchup of the winners of this game. We'll face each other on Tuesday. Scotty Fry's back in the booth helping out, going crazy again. Never rest for him. He's always keeping things going here for us. And I'm assisted tonight, and I can't get her on the microphone, but my lovely wife Julie's with me tonight, so she's going to keep me straight here. But just like Johnny, she won't get on the microphone. She's giving me the eyes right now. So we're happy to be here tonight. Hope to get maybe a few halftime interviews as time will allow, and see what we can get going here for tonight's contest and talk about some of the history that is down here at Moravia and the Lady Mohawks. Officials get the game set. Get ready to jump the ball. It's Caitlin Tracy, the senior, jumps and wins the tip. Moravia, the Mohawks move the ball around. Immediately steal. Mormon Trail is able to steal the ball. Ball gets moved up in the front court. Nice defense there by Jenna Sheehan, trying to deflect it. Really a great presence there. Hannah Eastick's all over the court trying to harass up top. Mormon Trail puts up the first shot of the night. Rebound comes long and goes off, and rebound by Caitlin Tracy. Ball quickly moved up for the Lady Mohawks. Looking to get into Mackenzie Smith. Swings the ball back around. Hannah Eastlake gets the ball. Dump it inside of the post, inside. Just nothing going there. Got knocked loose. Nicole Self. Nice post-up position out of her, but just a ball got deflected by Mormon Trail and still stays Moravia ball. Hannah Eastlake sets the check it in, gets the ball in. Sees Caitlin Tracy. She dribbles up high, coming down along the baseline. See, a little deflection there. Moved her pivot foot. Got it called for a travel, so it's a turnover. Will be Mormon Trail's ball. Full court press being implemented here by the Lady Mohawks, trying to see if they can't cause some turnovers and some confusion here. But Mormon Trail able to break it this first time here. Eastlake up top on a 1-2-2 zone defense. Good pressure out of all the Lady Mohawks. Shot goes up, long rebound. Ball just gets loose, retrieved by Mormon Trail. Anytime you see those outside shots, oftentimes the rebound does come long. Again, the Mormon Trail working the ball around. Drive and penetration out of Michaela Reed. She's fouled in the act of shooting by Caitlin Tracy. And no bucket, but certainly fouled on the shot. So Michaela Reed will go to the line shooting two. 0-0 is our score, just under 7 minutes now in the game. The junior, Michaela Reed, first shot up, no good. Rimmed off there. We'll get the second shot. Again, it was a shooting foul. She had driven the ball down the baseline. Shot goes up. And in the goes. First points of the night. Moore brings the ball up, kicks it over to the far side. Seeing Jenna Sheehan on the baseline. Nothing there, so she swings it back to Mackenzie Smith. Kenzie Smith looks, she picks up her dribble, but then also just took one extra step. And again, another travel, and that's another turnover. That's a couple, three turnovers now out of the Lady Mohawks. So maybe a little tentative here to start tonight's contest. Mormon Trail again sets to check it in. Gets it in. Kaylee Stansberry, brings it up. Sees Cassie Moore. Swings it back around, breaks the press. Murray Lady Mohawks trying to put a full court press, doing a nice job with that. Good ball moving on the Mormon Trail, but nice deflection. Checked into the game is number 24, Kendall Brown. The freshman just checked in, knocked the ball loose. Ball's tied up there. Jump ball on alternate possession. It will stay Mormon Trail's ball. Again, the Lady Mohawks won the tip, so we'll alternate that. For Mormon Trail, Cassie Moore set to check the ball in. Gets the play set on the sideline on the far side. Gets it into the guard at Kaylee Stansberry. Eastlake putting, again, just incredible pressure up top on that 1-2-2 defense, doing a nice job trying to make a bad pass or bad shot. Long range shot goes up, and again a long rebound, but the ball goes out of bounds. Mormon Trail unable to track that down. So Caitlin Tracy will check the ball in for the Lady Mohawks. Autumn McDaniel will bring the ball up as the point guard. springs it up, sees on the far side, sees Jenna Sheehan, gets it inside to Kaylee Brown. Brown puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes off, but she just had her foot on the line as she's trying to get that rebound. So Kendall Brown just unable to log that rebound in and keep herself in bounds. The 2-2-1 full court press coming down. Mormon Trail surveys the field, tries to see what they can do in the backcourt. Nice deflection. Nice job on the Lady Mohawks, getting real good pressure there between Jenna Sheehan. With that, the coach of Mormon Trail wants a little timeout to gather his troops, and we will take a short timeout. Again, you're listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader. We'll be back after this short timeout.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Welcome back, everyone, to Moravia High School, where the Lady Mohawks are taking on Mormon Trail. First round district basketball player and tournament play. Mormon Trail just immediately checked the ball in after that short timeout, put up a shot, jump ball was on the rebound. Moravia came down, double dribbled, so a flurry of activity. So it's back to Mormon Trail's ball. They bring it up court here, get their offense set, get it over the far side. Kelsey Gaylor gets it, looks inside. Nice block shot there by Kendall Brown. Nice little ball fed into the inside there to Kelsey Gallagher, but just got a foul on Kendall there. That was a little extra, but it was a nice look there. Two free throws coming from Mormon Trail. First one up and around the horn it goes, and she makes it. Kelsey Gallagher makes the first one. Checking in for the Lady Mohawks is Mackenzie Smith, the senior. Comes in for Jenna Sheehan. Second free throw up, and it's good. Nice little stroke there by Kelsey Gellhorn, the junior for Mormon Trail. Moravia quickly gets the ball advanced up court. Sees Jenna Sheehan on the far side, gets it over, and gets to Mackenzie Smith. Ball gets knocked loose out of Otto McDaniel's hands. Mormon Trail comes up. Nice three-point bucket, and good by Cassie Moore. So three-pointed. Lady Mohawks find themselves trailing 6-0 at this point with 4:49 in the first period. Getting the ball moved around. Nice little ball movement on the Mohawks. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Kendall Brown. Hannah Eastlake had put up a nice-looking shot, just didn't get it to bounce. On the rebound, got a foul on Michaela Reed. Called her for foul, reaching across the wrist there of Kendall Brown as she was getting that rebound. Passes entered into for the Lady Mohawks as they retain that possession. Try to find Kendall Brown inside. She puts up the shot, is fouled in the act of shooting. So Kendall Brown, nice little job. Good post-up position out of her. Foul was on Kelsey Gellhart, her first foul of the night. And Kendall Brown, again, the freshman, coming in averaging just right at 5 points a night. Averaging right at 10 points a night. Gets the first shot and free throw. It's up and good. Shooting two. It was a shooting foul. She had a nice post-up position there and put the shot right up quickly and was fouled as she was in the act of shooting. Second free throw goes up. Bounces around a little bit, and it rolls in. So nice little free throw shooter. Nice job out of her tonight. Lady Mohawks just dropped back. Don't put the press on this time. Mormon Trail quickly tries to advance the ball. Three-point shot up and off the rim it goes. Kendall Brown tried to get the rebound but just went off her hand, so it will stay Mormon Trail's ball. Cassie Moore, the senior from Mormon Trail, had put up the shot, but didn't go in. Went off the rim hard. Mormon Trail gets the ball in. Works it around to Kaylee Stansberry, who sees a wide open Cassie Moore in the corner. She puts up a 3-0 there. Nice rebound out of Hannah Eastlake, but immediately is tied up by two defenders from Mormon Trail. And with the alternate possession, Mormon Trail will retain the possession. So Cassie Moore now set to check it in for Mormon Trail. Gets the ball in. They swing it around the top. Sets the offense. Sees Cassie Moore back in the near corner, three-point line. But just as she's getting ready to move, she double dribbled. She tapped the ball with two hands. So not allowed. We'll now turn over to Moravia. Checking in for Moravia's Jenna Sheehan, the senior. comes back into the game. Ball's moved upfield. Nice little pump fake by Caitlin Tracy. As she drives in, though, good defense by Mormon Trail. Knocks the ball loose. And there's Kendall Brown. Kendall Brown sees the ball, grabs it, puts it right up for 2 points. So right just as soon as we were down 6-0, the Moravians come back 6-4, still trailing by two with 3:50 left in the first period. Shot goes up by Mormon Trail. Comes long, but nice little defense by both the Mormon Trail and Moravia. Autumn McDaniel ties the ball up, and they will retain the possession of the ball. So Caitlin Tracy checks it in, gets the ball in. Again, the Lady Marks really look to advance that ball quick, get it into the front court. Goes up and finds Kendall Brown inside a nice post move. Ball just rolls just outside of the rim. Good movement, good shot by them, but just not able to get the bucket to drop. Mormon Trail comes up with a nice little pressure by Autumn McDaniel. Almost made a bad pass. Oh, and then the shot was getting ready to go up, and Jenna Sheehan was coming from behind, and unfortunately came right over the top there. Just a play I know she would like to have back because it sends Cassie Moore, the senior, to the line for two free throws. Again, 6-4 is our score here. First one's no good. Checking in for Moravia is Nicole Self, giving Caitlin Tracy a chance to get a little breather here. Second free throw coming for Cassie Moore. Shots up, and it rims and around, no good. Kendall Brown gets the rebound, outlets it to the guard. Autumn McDaniel drives it up all the way. Ball's knocked around a little bit. Good pressure by both teams, really harassing the ball, trying to put pressure on the ball. But ball's knocked loose and off of Mormon Trail, so it will stay Moravia's ball. Mackenzie Smith is checking the ball in. Gets the ball in nice and easy there to Autumn McDaniel. She drives the ball, good job, but then Michaela Reed tried to jump in front, but got the foul, blocking foul. So, again, very physical play here. Both teams really trying to be aggressive and get to it on the ball. Moravia looks to get it in there. Gets the ball in on the sideline, inbounds play. Shot goes up, little block, nothing there. Kendall Brown tried to get the rebound, but came right over the top there. Gets her second foul of the evening. Again, Moravia has dropped back to just a half-court pressure, still doing the 1-2-2 defense, zone defense. Get a ball up court. They're looking inside. They're looking at the post. Nice little entry pass to Ashley Hoffman, but as she was trying to make her move, just took too many steps and traveled. So Caitlin Tracy will come back in for Kendall Brown. Again, Kendall with two fouls now in the first period here. Four team fouls for Moravia and three for Mormon Trail. Ball's advanced up for Moravia. Gets it up, starts swinging the ball around. Good movement, nice little pump fake. Bucket goes up by Mackenzie Smith. Nice little pump fake on the shot fake, and was able to get the ball up and go and get 2 points. Ties the game. So since the opening tip, first time we've had a tie. 6-6 is our score. Mormon Trail doing good ball movement, really looking to keep the ball outside. Looking for that outside shot more than anything. As they do that, though, Michaela Reed tried to handle a pass, couldn't get her hands on it. It bounced off her shoulder and went out of bounds. So Moravia will get the ball back. So again, it was really trying to get both teams trying to get good ball movement, but sometimes it's coming just a little too fast. Nice little job by Moravia trying to break the little pressure they had there. Mackenzie Smith saw Caitlin Tracy tried to lob it over to her, but Caitlin couldn't secure the ball, and it was turned over to Mormon Trail. Cassie Moore gets it from Mormon Trail up the top of the key, looks to the baseline. Shot goes up, a little three-pointer, a little bit too long. Nicole Self tried to get the rebound but wasn't able to secure that. Only had the one hand on it, and that just went off, so it will stay Mormon Trail's ball. Again, the shot went up by Michaela Reed for Mormon Trail. Reed sets to check the ball in. Good effort out of Moravia, and in fact, Autumn McDaniel was able to jump in front of that, steal the ball. And as she's trying to dribble up court, foul by Michaela Reed. That's her third foul. Third foul of the night. Again, we are still in the first period. Two minutes left in the first period. On Mormon Trails, Michaela Reed has three fouls. Entry pass tries to get into Caitlin Tracy. Ball's knocked loose. She has to go retrieve it. She looks back and sees her teammate, Jenna Sheehan, open on the elbow and puts up a nice little bucket for 2 points for Moravia. So good deflection by Mormon Trail, but Caitlin Tracy stayed right with it, went after it, and then found her teammate, Jenna Sheehan, for a nice open little elbow shot there. A little bit of pressure here. Mormon Trail almost had another turnover, but able to save possession. Good hard pressure here by the Moravia, but Mackenzie Smith just put a little too much hip into it and was able drew the foul. That is the fifth team foul. The fifth team foul from Moravia. So very aggressive by both teams. Shot goes up by Cassie Moore. And again, the aggressive play by both teams that was Hannah Eastlick. No, that's not. Wrong number, Dan. That's Autumn McDaniel. I don't have Johnny here tonight, so that makes it a little harder. Freshman Autumn McDaniel just fouled Cassie Moore. She was going up for the shot, so she's got three shots coming for her. First one's up and no good. Second shot coming for Cassie Moore is up, and it goes in. And again, we have an 8-7 ball game here with a minute 27 left in the first period. So a very close game. The first two meetings of the year, not as close as the score turned out. But this one, we're getting a playoff time. You never know what's going to happen. Cassie Moore puts up the second one to tie the game for the second tie of this game so far in the first period. Ball's brought up by the Mohawks. They get into Caitlin Tracy, who tried to lob it in. Nice little post-up move on her. She tries to go for the shot, but is fouled. Foul is on Ashley Hoffman. Her first foul, just a sophomore from Warmer Trail. Said the foul was on the floor, so the Lady Mohawks will check the ball in at the baseline. Shin goes up, a nice little shot again, just can't get it to drop. Looked like a little contact, but nothing called by the officials. As Warmer Trail's coming up, a nice job defensively by Autumn McDaniel. As the pass was about being ready to make, she jumped in front of the person they were trying to pass it to, and it caused Warmer Trail to travel on that. So good call of the officials, so Lady Mohawks will get the ball back on their own end of the court at the baseline. Mackenzie Smith gets the ball in. They get it inside of Caitlin Tracy. Puts up a shot. Nothing going there. Ball rattles around loose. Sheehan gets it. Puts up another shot. It hits the back of the iron. Rebounded by Self, who puts up another shot. And in it goes. So try again. Keep after it. Good things will happen. Nicole Self able to get that third rebound on that possession and puts up a nice little bank shot. So it comes down to Mormon Trail again looking to live on that three-point shot, and it's just not going to happen as Cassie Moore puts up another three. Long rebound, but goes out of bounds, so Lady Mohawks able to keep possession or get the possession back on the missed shot. Again, Lady Mohawks lead 10-8. We're under a minute left in the first period here. Looking inside of the post, Nicole Self. Ball just a little long there, but knocked out of bounds by Mormon Trail. So Lady Mohawks will have the ball on their own baseline. Mackenzie Smith again, always looking to throw it in the senior, has nice vision on the court. Gets it into Sheehan, and ball's patted off by Mormon Trail, and then Sheehan tried to get it back, and it just went off her fingertips. So, once again, another turnover. So, the ball going back and forth between both teams. A little pressure there. Boy, I tell you that Autumn McDaniel is putting on incredible pressure on the ball. Has a nose for where she needs to be. Did a nice job there getting the ball knocked loose. And as soon as she did, she was immediately fouled by Kelsey Gallagher, the junior, her second foul of the period. So there's a good job by Autumn McDaniel. Second time she has caused a turnover. This time she actually stole the ball. As she's trying to advance it up the court, though, she was fouled by Mormon Trail's Kelsey Gallagher. Get the ball into Nicole Self on the low block, and boy, she knows what to do when she gets it in that tight. She puts up a nice little bucket for her. Mormon Trail cuts the ball up. We have 20 seconds left in the first period. They take a look inside, but they're looking to get that outside shot almost every time. Try to swing the pass, and there is the senior. Mackenzie Smith gets it, comes up court with it, looks for a jump shot, but kicks it over. Kicks it over to McDaniel. Looks back into Nicole Self, and then a low post again. Good shot, doesn't get there, but Caitlin Tracy puts it up as time is expiring. Caitlin Tracy gets her first 2 points of the night. Nice little flurry activity for the Moravia Lady Mohawks. They finish the quarter up 14-8. That's our score here at Moravia High School. We'll be back after this short timeout. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader.
All right, thank you, Andy. Andy, we have a scoring update here for you. Hunter Dallas fails Wayne McCoy at 10-16 after the first quarter, and will return to Moravia right after this.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm Dan Stalker here at Moravia High School, bringing you the Lady Mohawks against Mormon Trail. After one period of basketball here, the Lady Mohawks lead 14-8. And a nice flurry of activity to finish the quarter, the Lady Mohawks did, to get that lead up to 6 points. Start the second period here. Nice little steal. Nicole Self able to get the ball ripped loose, and the Mohawks bring the ball up court. Sheehan looks inside to Kaylin Tracy. Nice little post turnaround move. Just comes short. But good rebound by Mackenzie Smith. Puts up the shot. Nothing good. Sheehan gets the rebound and is fouled as she's trying to make the pass. So, again, very nice aggressive effort. They're getting a little more action for the Lady Mohawks. Really seems to be helping out. Kelsey Gellher, number 5 for Mormon Trail, picks up her third foul of the night. Just starting again the second period. We are in the bonus, so that Jenna Sheehan will go to line, shooting 1-1. Her first free throw attempt up. Hits and good. Nice little free throw, good form out of her. Gets herself set and ready, prepared to shoot that shot. Does a good job. Second free throw comes up. Hits the back of the iron, draws long, almost gets the rebound herself, but just doesn't quite come close. Mormon Trail comes up aggressively, attacks the hoop, tries to get a layup, but nothing going. Kaitlin Tracy gets the rebound, gets it right away to Autumn McDaniel, who drives up really hard. And there is, once again, Jenna Sheehan just seems to have a nose for that ball, get herself in the right spot, received a nice pass, and was able to get fouled in the act of shooting there. And that foul was on number 35 for Mormon Trail, and that is Cheyenne Williams. Her first action of the night there. She picks up her first foul. First free throw for Sheehan goes up, and it's good. And she got fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll get the second one automatically here. Gets herself set. Shot is up. Hits the side of the rim and bounces out. Rebound by Mormon Trail. They look to advance the ball quickly, get it up. Again, Williams gets the ball on the far or near side. Looking outside, looks to swing it back around. They look to pump it inside. 23, Ashley Hoffman puts up a shot, goes off the back iron, nothing there. Williams gets it, puts it up, and she gets her first 2 points of the night. So good little effort there to get that rebound, get that shot back up. Again, that was Cheyenne Williams. Ball comes up. Kaitlin Tracy gets a loose ball, rolls around. Boy, what a nice little aggressive power move to the hope she had there. Get the bucket there. Her 4 points, second bucket of the night, 4 points for the night. Try to break a little bit of pressure there by Eastlick, caused the pass to go long. As a result, the pass was errant and then went long and went out of bounds. So Moravia will get the ball on the turnover. Moravia checks it in. Autumn McDaniel brings it up. Just a freshman, Autumn McDaniel is. Brings it up, sees Kaylin Tracy right in the middle of the paint. Oh, my, what a pretty play that was, folks. She just kind of filled the little gap there, and her teammates are able to see her and know where she's going to be. Again, Lady Mohawks have gone to more of a full-court press here on that 1-2-2, extended that all the way out full court. Mormon Trail gets the ball into the free throw. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes long. Both of Mohawk and Mormon Trail come after the ball. Autumn McDaniel again in there wrestling for that ball. Was able to tie it up. Jump ball was the call. So they alter possession. Lady Mohawks will keep the ball. Ball comes up. Good pressure, though, by Cheyenne Williams and forced the turnover. So ball went off of the leg of the Lady Mohawks. So it'll be back to Mormon Trail. So just a flurry of activity. Both teams really like to push it. Lady Mohawks really getting the best of them right now, have a 20-10 lead. So after a very tight start to the game, it's gotten a bit of a lead. We have just a quick timeout. We'll keep it right here. The Mormon Trail coach would like a little time. Coach Palmer would like to talk to his team, see what's going on here. We do have a scoring update. Again, another district action here going on tonight. Melcher Dallas is playing Wayne tonight. After one period, Wayne has a 16-10 lead. So good game going on there as well. Starting out, the winner, as we mentioned earlier, between that will face the winner of this game, and that will be Tuesday night here at Moravia again at 7 o'clock. No matter who wins or loses, the game will be played here. Those pairings are already set. And so that should be a really interesting matchup as we get there, as we look at, Melcher Dallas on the year had a 6-15 record. So that's a little struggle for them going against Wayne, a good little program there. After the short timeout here, Moravia gets it and quickly finds Kaitlin Tracy. And boy, I tell you, she started maybe just a little slow getting a rhythm, but she sure seemed to settle in there. Has really gotten herself in a good spot each time there. Has now 8 points on the night. 22 total for the Lady Mohawks. Good pressure. They really extend that zone, the Lady Mohawks do, on a 1-2-2. Good cut by the Mormon Trail. Just as soon as I said that, by Michaela Reed. She recognized that extended play on them, and there was a gap there, so she cut right through there. Nice little pass, was able to get the bucket. Again, they continue to pound that ball into Kaylin Tracy. She's just on a rhythm right now. Shot goes up, nothing there. Gets her own rebound and fouled in the act of shooting, and the second one goes down. So great little rebound and put back for her. Fouled in the act of shooting, or she shot it, so she'll get the old-fashioned three-point play there. She will get a chance to make her bonus here on this. She has 10 points on the night so far. That's Kaylin Tracy. Again, she comes in averaging 18 points a night, so really showing why she does that. That was the fourth foul for Kelsey Gallagher for Mormon Trail. So four fouls out of her already, and we're 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Mormon Trail and Coach Palmer only have four subs on the bench, so that certainly is not a deep bench. Something to be very concerned with them. We have a timeout here called again by Mormon Trail. Why would they take that timeout? We will take one here. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Welcome back, everyone, here at Moravia High School as Moravia Lady Mohawks start their first round sectional action of playoff games here, hosting Mormon Trail Saints here. We have a score of 25-12. The Lady Mohawks have the lead with 5:33 left in the second quarter. Timeout here by Mormon Trail, trying to regather his troops, get himself settled. Full court press by Lady Mohawks. They get the turnover right there at midcourt. Mackenzie Smith dribbles the ball up court, gets it to her teammate. Ball rattles around a little bit on him again. Not able to make the pass to Eastlick, Hannah Eastlick, and so the ball goes out of bounds, so it's back to Mormon Trail. Again, Lady Mohawks implementing a 2-2-1 full court press, really trying to cut off the passing lanes and anticipate those passes, doing a really good job with that, and they're making it very hard. In fact, as soon as they say that ball comes loose, rattled around a little bit, Shin tried to get the ball from her but couldn't. They advance the ball up. Mormon Trail does get a little shot up, but nice little block by Kaylin Tracy inside. Mormon Trail has to reset, get the ball at the top of the key, reset their offense here. Cassie Moore looks around. Doesn't see anything. Good hands out of Shin. Almost ties it up for jump ball, and that's exactly what they're doing. Jump ball by the Lady Mohawks. As Cheyenne Williams had the ball, and she's just not able to keep it away, and just very good hands and active hands without causing the foul was Jenna Shin. Did a good job of getting it tied up and getting the jump ball. Mormon Trail will retain the ball, though. But still good effort, good pressure on them. Ball gets in immediately, double team. Mormon Trail's able to get it loose, swings it back up top. Gets it to Moore. Moore tries to pass, knocked loose by Eastlick. Ball kicked out to the near side here to Reed. Shot goes up, rebound. Reed follows her shot. Tied up, gets the rebound, but immediately tied up as well by Mackenzie Smith, and then jump ball again. So we've seen a number of jump balls here. Balls going back and forth. Very good hands by both teams trying to tie that up. Just not able to get the ball loose. 25-12 is our score here with 4 minutes left. Hannah Eastlick drives in, puts up a shot as she goes. She gets fouled as she's going up there. So good little move by Hannah Eastlick going into the hoop, trying to get her bucket there. Fourth foul by Michaela Reed for Mormon Trail. So we have two players, two starters, Kelsey Gallagher and Michaela Reed for Mormon Trail with four fouls apiece. So not a good spot for them. Hannah Eastlick, the sophomore, comes in tonight doing a nice job for the team. She averages just a little over 6 points a night. Also about three boards a night. So just doing a good job here for the team. First shot misses. Second one up, and it's good. So she gets herself on the board here, scoreboard here, with her first free throw. Again, Moravia still looking to do that full court press. Keeping pressure on it, trying to see if we can get this game put away here in the first half if possible. But they're able to break it. Mormon Trail is. Shot goes up by Reed. Nothing doing. Rebound comes off to Mackenzie Smith. Doing a really good job on the boards. The guard is. Looks inside. Sees Kaylin Tracy. A great little lead pass into Kaylin Tracy. Shot goes up. Well defended by Mormon Trail. Nothing there. Ball comes loose. But a good effort by Moravia getting the ball up there. And a good look to see that Kaylin Tracy in there. Try to get her a shot. Mormon Trail looks to pump it inside. Sees an open. Ashley Hoffman inside. Shot goes up. Misses the rim and everything. Mormon Trail tries to save it. But there's 34, Otto McDaniel pushing the ball up, gets it to Hannah Eastlake, goes in, drives in the left-hand layup, misses. But there's a rebound by Mackenzie Smith. It goes in and out. Good rebound by Eastlake, or excuse me, good rebound again by Smith, and then it comes out, ball comes loose. As they're coming down, Hannah Eastlake was just getting too excited, wanting to try to get that steal. Knocked the ball, was a little too aggressive, came across the Mormon Trail and caused the foul. And we're in the bonus on Mormon Trail, so they'll go line shooting 1-1. Hannah Eastlake, just her first to foul of the night, has 1 point so far in the evening. But in comes Nicole Self, giving her a little breather here. So we've seen certainly Nicole come in, doing a nice job here, posting up inside. First shot on the 1-on-1 goes in and out. So Michaela Reed with four fouls, not able to get the bucket, only 3 points out of her tonight. Quickly, the Lady Mohawks get the ball up there and get the ball to Jenna Sheehan, who takes the ball to the hoop and gets her 2 points. Good little strong move. I had two defenders to kind of cut through and had to go up strong with the power move and was able to do that. Cassie Moore gets the ball, comes up. Defense swarmed on her right as she was at the free throw extended, and then she accidentally touched the ball with both hands, double dribbled, so caused a turnover. Good defense led Lady Mohawks. Ball comes back the other way with 3 minutes left in the first half here. Lady Mohawks have a 28-12 lead. Oh, my. Nicole Self on the low block there coming up. And the alertness of Mackenzie Smith to see her, and makes a great pass to get her the ball. So Nicole Self again with another bucket. Really easy shot for her, but it started with a great vision and awareness of their teammates there to see her and get it there. Shot goes up, deflected, gets the rebound. Mohawks do. Jenna Sheehan gets it, pushes it up, sees Smith. Gets it over the far side. Gets it into Otto McDaniel, not able to get the shot up. Just kind of stepped out of bounds. Turnover there. Lady Mohawks have kind of dropped back, kind of half-court pressure now, not the full-court pressure we've seen. Still, though, in that 1-2-2 zone defense. Good aggressive play on the outside there. Unfortunately, Jenna Sheehan just a little too much there. Reached in and tried to steal the ball. They're really trying to get that jump ball or that steal, but caused a foul. We'll send 35 Cheyenne Williams to the line for 1-1. Jenna Sheehan gets a little break here. That's only her second foul. She has 6 points on the night. Actually had just a little bit of a blood coming on there, so the coach wanted to get out, get her taped up, make sure she's not bleeding there. So good call there. First one of the free throw goes long. Nicole Self gets that rebound, hauls it in, gets it in, and brings her up to teammate. Oh, I tell you, it's just something to see Mackenzie Smith. She really does a good job of seeing her teammates and try to lob that into Caitlin Tracy again. Caitlin gets it, kicks it out. Kicks the ball out to Otto McDaniel. The ball comes out, gets a steal. But the Mohawks steal it right back in the backcourt. Again, Mackenzie Smith always looking up court, seeing her teammate, sees Caitlin Tracy. Just an incredible pass, just great court vision and awareness to see that is Mackenzie Smith. Gets to Caitlin Tracy, who gets another bucket in this first half. So good job. Score is 32-12. And Coach Woodward wants a short timeout, and we will take a timeout as well. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome back, everyone, to Moravia High School. We got 2 minutes left in the first half of action here. Lady Mohawks taking on Mormon Trail, Garden Grove. Lady Mohawks from Moravia lead 32-12. A flurry of activity, great entry pass by the guard plays going into their post players, and a great aggressive play. Just like we saw there, Caitlin Tracy gets a rebound, gets it upfield, and gets 2 points there to her teammate there. So just a good job here as Autumn McDaniel goes up and gets the bucket. Mormon Trail comes up, tries to get in, checking in is, for the first time, Samantha Watsabaugh for Mormon Trail, big post player. There comes in. She gets the ball, kicks it back out to Cassie Moore, and the drive in the middle. Excuse me, not Cassie Moore. Check that. That's Kaylee Stansbury. Drives to the middle, and she's fouled as she goes in. And that foul will be awarded to Becca Albertson, the sophomore. She's kind of making her appearance here in this game here. And I'll tell you, Mackenzie Smith's getting a little rest here. And, boy, she deserves it. What a great effort she's had this first half here as Jenna Sheehan checks back in for the Moravia Lady Mohawks. Again, we've got a 1-on-1 situation here. Shot goes up. No good by the Mormon Trail. Nicole Self tried to get the rebound. It came off her hand, the official said. So Mormon Trail will retain possession. The Saints will keep possession of the ball here underneath their own basket. This time, Ravy looks to be in a 2-3 zone on the inbounds play. Trying to mix things up a little bit here. Almost got a steal there, did Otto McDaniel. But Mormontrell keeps possession. Shot goes up, three-point shot. It goes too long. Jenna Sheehan tried to get the rebound, but it just went off her hands, not able to get her hands on. The shot came from Mormontrell from Kaylee Stansberry. And they really like to go to that three-point shot, but just not having any success with that. And that makes it really hard for your rebounders because those rebounds usually come fairly long. Mormontrell checks it in. Cassie Moore gets it. Immediately puts up a three, and there she gets her second three-pointer of the night. So she has 8 points on the night, two free throws as well as 2 3-pointers. Ravy gets in and pounds it right into Nicole Self, who goes up strong with a move. And Cheyenne Williams fouls her in the act of shooting. So Cheyenne will pick up her second foul of the night. Nicole Self, though, does a nice job, good footwork out of her to get the ball. Bailey turns baseline and goes right to that hoop and try to get the shot up, just unable to get it to sink, but still gets two free throws on the foul. Nicole Self gets herself set, goes up, shot just hits the back iron. Coming back in for the Lady Mohawks is Hannah Eastlick, and she checks in for Becca Albertson, who came in. Did a nice job giving her a rest there. Second free throw coming for Nicole Self. Nicole's a senior on the Lady Mohawks team. Shot goes out again, hits at the back of the rim, but a good job out of Otto McDaniel to track down the rebound. Sees Hannah Eastlick, puts up a shot. Nothing there. Caitlin Tracy tries to get it. Goes off her hands, out of bounds, and it will go back. Ball will go back to Mormontrell. But you really see that they're swarming to the rebound, to the boards, trying to get those rebounds each and every shot that goes up. And that's what's that got them this 34-15 lead in this first half. And a 2-2-1 full court press is Moravia. This ball gets across half court. Immediately there's a trap in place there. Kaylin Tracy just steals the ball from her. Jump ball, actually. And Mormontrell will retain the possession, but just immediately swarmed all over Cassie Moore and was able to get the jump ball there. Coming in is Alicia Barr for the first time for Mormontrell now. Mormontrell says to check it in. They throw the ball in the backcourt. Get it to Kaylee Sansberry. She comes up and sees the big post coming at the free throw line. That was Samantha Wassabaugh who came in, and again, she got the ball and just took one too many steps. She got at the free throw line, was trying to pivot and actually move both feet, so travel was the call. Moravia will get the ball with 1:03 left in the first half. Ball's thrown in. Nice job from Jenna Sheehan over there, the senior. As soon as she got it, though, it was fouled. Fouled by Cassie Moore. Actually, her first foul of the night. It is double bonus time, though. We have 10 team fouls, so she'll get 2 automatic free throws here, even though it's in a bonus situation. First shot, it's the front of the rim, goes short. Jen Shin, again, a senior coming in, just an outstanding leader for this team here, over 6.5 points a night. Also does a good job for her team, getting assists, 3 assists a night. One of the leaders on the team for that. Second free throw goes up, and it's good for Jenna. So good job out of her. She's now got 7 points on the evening. Full court press still being implemented here in this first half here. Under 1 minute to play. Mormontrell breaks the press. Immediately goes in there. But Nicole Self just had her hand right on that ball there before Kaylee Stansberry could get up. So just very good aggressive play out of Moravia. Get the hands on the ball. Cause the jump ball. We've seen a number of those tonight. But the ball goes now back to Moravia.
And a quick scoring update. Dan Melcher, Dallas is behind Wayne 20-24 at the half. Now back to you.
Again, we'll keep our eye on that game. That'll have implications for the next opponent for the winner here tonight. Had a look again, a flurry activity. Moravia gets up, put a shot, nothing going. Rebound comes to Mormontrell. They are able to advance it. Samantha Watsonbaugh comes out to get it. She tries to pass it back to Kaylee Stansberry. Ball's deflected by 34. Otto McDaniel, the freshman. Again, done a really good job out there. Just a freshman. Her and Kendall Brown both have had good nights here as freshmen, doing a good job. Mormontrell gets it in. Eastlick tries to steal the ball on the pass, but instead a bad pass by Mormontrell goes right into the waiting hands of Otto McDaniel. Goes up for the shot, misses, goes rebound, goes long as the Mohawks try to get the rebound. Too much activity there, causes the foul there. That was on Hannah Eastlick on the foul there. That will be the team's 10th foul. So, again, we are in the double bonus for both teams now to finish this half. 18 seconds left. Just the second foul on Hannah Eastlick. We are in the double bonus, so 2 shots coming to 21. Kaylee Stansberry for Mormontrell, the Mormontrell Saints. Officials get everyone lined up on the free throw line there. Kaylee Stansberry, no points on the evening so far. Go to line shooting two. First one up. Hits the back of the rim. Gets a friendly roll. She gets the bucket. Subs coming in for Moravia. We've got both Becca Albertson checking back in, as well as Mackenzie Smith back in the game. Second free throw up and good. So Katie Stansberry, nice little roll there. So gets 2 points for a team. 37-16 with 15 seconds left in the first half. Hawks get the ball up. Mackenzie Smith gets it. Finds an open, wide open, Autumn McDaniel. It's a nice long-range jumper for 2 points there. So gets 2 points there with the time expiring. Kayla Tracy with a monster block. And so at the half, 40-17 is our score. The Moravia Lady Mohawks lead Mormon Trail Saints. Again, this is first round of sectional play for Class 1A. We will take a short time out here, come back, get some highlights for the first half. You're listening, I'm Dan Stalker. You're listening to Southern Iowa's best coverage of sports, KIC Thunder Country.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Have you heard of Pekin Insurance? This is David Lang at MDL Insurance Services. Pekin Insurance has made our life easier at MDL simply because of their claim service. When you have a claim, Pekin looks for a way to pay that claim, and we like that. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook. MDL Insurance Services, servicing Southern Iowa.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You'll find the savings refreshing at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, there's an all 2 liter sale. 2 liter bottles are 3 for $4. While supplies last, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and caffeine-free Diet Coke 24 packs are $5.99 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light 24 packs are $14.89 plus deposit. Refreshing savings on refreshments at Jim and Charlie's.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
7:43 here on Thunder Country KIIC. 32 degrees outside during this halftime break. Let's take a quick look at your weather forecast. For tonight, we will see patchy fog, cloudy skies, low temperatures near 25 degrees. For tomorrow on Friday, cloudy skies and gradually clearing throughout the day, high temperatures near 35. Partly cloudy skies on Friday night, low temperatures near 25. On Saturday, expect partly sunny skies, high temperatures near 46 degrees. And then on Saturday night, rain and thunderstorms likely with cloudy skies and low temperatures near 37. Dan, back to you, Dan in Moravia.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. Again, we're Dan Stalker here down in Moravia High School covering first round sectional play for Class 1A Moravia Lady Mohawks against Mormon Trail Saints. did have a text come in that my wife Julie's maybe talking too much. And Allison, we appreciate you listening. I'll try to see if I can get a few words in once in a while. The first half, though, it started maybe a little slow for both teams. Certainly, I think, you know, the first two meetings, this Moravia really had a dominating performance against them. But started maybe a little sluggish as you get into playoffs. Everyone's a little tentative. And Caitlin Tracy took a little while, the leading scorer for Lady Mohawks, to get going. But at halftime, she has 12 points. She averages 18 on the season, so she's well on her way there. Kendall Brown is just a freshman, the second leading scorer on the team coming in tonight, but only has 4 points tonight. She was also saddled with 2 fouls early on, and so I think Coach Woodward wanted to get her out of the game, not to get her into foul trouble. At the time, the score was fairly close and didn't want to make sure that she was available for the duration of the game. So I would imagine we'll see more out of her second half. The second leading scorer, though, for the Lady Mohawks is Jenna Sheehan. And what a performance she's had this first half. Really aggressive and knows where the ball's going to be. Gets herself in a great position. Has 7 points again on the night. 2 buckets and 3 free throws. And she gives the action. She's not afraid of contact. Gets the foul and goes out and make her free throws. And then Nicole Self, a big post inside, just has some really good post moves, has 3 buckets inside there, and has 6 points on the night. Nada McDaniel, he's got 4 points, a couple shots made for her tonight. And then really a great effort by Mackenzie Smith, the senior, just doing a nice job of point, really pushes the action, is always looking for her teammates, even from half court on. As soon as she gets to half court, she's looking to see if she can't lob it in, and has a very good touch, a fine touch for any of her post players that get in there, whether it's Caitlin Tracy, Kendall Brown, Nicole Self, Jenna Sheehan. All those girls are really working inside the paint, and it starts with Mackenzie Smith. The first half really saw a lot of turnovers by both teams, balls coming loose, getting tied up. A lot of jump balls, so very aggressive play out of both of them. But the main thing that really turned it is really Moravia turned their intensity up a little bit, and it started again with that effort out of Autumn McDaniel, who really had a few turnovers early in that second period, and it really got the team sparked a little bit, and they all started picking up their play. And again, Autumn McDaniel is just a freshman coming in tonight along with Kendall Brown, so those two freshmen really contributing in a big way for their team, and that really was helpful to get them going. For Mormon Trail Saints, you know, the biggest thing for them is the pace and the action that's going on, and it's getting inside, has really caused their players getting a lot of foul trouble. Michaela Reed has 4 fouls already. She's only got 3 points on the night. And then Kelsey Gallagher, another junior on the team here, has 4 fouls and only 2 points. Leading scorer for Mormon Trail is Cassie Moore, the senior. She has 8 points on the night there. So it's 2 3-pointers and then a couple free throws. And then really from there, trying to trails off. Kaylee Stansbury has a couple free throws that she had made late in the first half there. Cheyenne Williams came off the bench, and she'd gotten a couple points, but also has 2 fouls. So really puts them in a spot there where they don't have a very deep bench. There's only 9 people total on the roster, and so you get into foul trouble. It starts to drop off quite a bit for them. And again, as we talked, you know, earlier in the season, these two teams have faced off and have played each other, and those outcomes have been pretty lopsided for Moravia. You know, the first one, which was the first game out of the season to start the season for both teams, Mormon Trail lost 62-17. You know, so 17 is the points they have here at halftime. So it certainly seems to be well on our way on that same path. And the second meeting, which was just a few weeks ago at the end of January, 64-37 was the score there. So while Mormon Trail was able to get the points going, they just couldn't stop Moravia's offensive output. And that's certainly where we're at right now with 39 points and a half. Fully expect them to get to that 60 mark. All year long, they've averaged right around that 54 points for the season, whereas Mormon Trail is just coming in only averaging about 20. So they've really struggled all year long. Try to live with that three-point shot. They're a little maybe undersized, and so they're trying to live with that jumper outside shooting, but that doesn't always work for them, as we're seeing tonight in some long rebounds, and then Moravia's really aggressive in getting the ball turned upfield. And that's where we stand right now. Again, first-round action here. Moravia leads 39-17. We have just a few more minutes before we start the second half. But before we do, we're going to take a short time out, listen to some of our sponsors, and I'm proud to have you on board. You're listening to 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer Advisor Machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Moravia High School. I'm Dan Stocker, bringing you first-round playoff action between the Moravia Lady Mohawks against the Mormon Trail Saints. At halftime, the Lady Mohawks have a 39-17 lead, so a commanding lead here at half to start the first round of play for the girls' 1A action here. Do appreciate everyone listening to us on the radio, listening on the streaming on the web. We always appreciate everyone coming in here, hopefully bringing you some games. We're glad to bring you some coverage here that we don't often get a chance to do here, where we get a chance to get some of our other teams here in our surrounding areas. Looking forward to this this contest tonight. The winner tonight, again, will face Tuesday night, the winner between Wayne and Melcher Dallas. Wayne was hanging on a lead there, so we'll see what happens there. That game will be here Tuesday, so a chance to bring you another round, second round action play here. We fully expect Moravia to hang on to this. We are underway here, second half. Moravia, Melcher Dallas gets the ball, but immediately knocks it loose and they get the steal. Mackenzie Smith comes up, steals the ball, gets to Caitlin Tracy, who comes trailing and puts it up. Nice little 2 points there right off the bat. 2 point, and then I didn't – little extra activity going on here after the shot, but it was a good shot by Caitlin Tracy. Little shot there, and after the shot, quite honestly, the defender for Mormon Trail kind of hip-checked Caitlin Tracy. And as is often the case, Caitlin tried to retaliate just a little bit with a kind of a hip check of her own. And as often the case, the officials don't catch the first one. They catch the second action. And so Caitlin Tracy picks up a technical foul for that. And it's kind of unfortunate because you can see that immediately the gal from Mormon Trail really is the one to initiate some contact after the made basket. So Mormon Trail will go to the line, shoot two free throws. Makes the first one. Cassie Moore does, but misses the second. So a little bit of a excitement here for a game that's a little bit out of point or out of control here, or a little bit for score wise, but nonetheless we're playing. And as they turn it in, Mormon Trail immediately step out of bounds, so they turn the ball back over to Moravia. Mackenzie Smith, the senior, looks to get the ball in. We'll get it into Jenna Sheehan, another senior on this team. Jenna brings it up, sees Ms. Smith on the far side, gets it to Mackenzie. Mackenzie then finds Eastlick, finds a wide open Sheehan for 3 point. Nice little shot, just comes in and out. Rebound hauled in by 23, Ashley Hoffman for Mormon Trail. Gets the ball up. Cassie Moore gets on the far side. She surveys the field. The ball is knocked loose initially by Sheehan, and then immediately Eastlick gets it, takes all the way in for a left-handed layup, and up and good. So nice little pressure there to start that. Hannah Eastlick took advantage of that with 2 points of hers or of her own for the second half here. Ball comes loose. An errant pass here as Ashley Hoffman was trying to find Cassie Moore but threw it too far, and the ball just comes rolling out. So once again, another turnover. Turnovers have been kind of the name of the game. Haven't been able to keep track of those, but certainly a fair number of those for both squads, but more so for Mormon Trail, which really has caused the problems for the team here. Maybe sets the offense up. Good pressure up top there by Cassie Moore. Tries to knock it loose but gets it into Caitlin Tracy, who goes up. Nice little up and under move and scores the bucket as she is fouled. So Caitlin Tracy shows why she's the leader on this team with points. Nice little up and under move. Foul was on 23, Ashley Hoffman. Just her second foul of the night. Immediately, Coach Woodward gets in two subs. Nicole Self, who started there, gets Nicole Self will come out. And Mackenzie Smith brings in Kendall Brown again, the freshman, who's the second leading scorer for the team, but hasn't played a whole lot this game with two fouls in that first half. Okay, and Tracy goes up, tries to hit the three-point or the extra point there, misses the free throw. So we have a score of 45-18. Kayla Stansbury gets the ball, shakes a long three-point, misses there, and Eastlick gets it, comes up, immediately attacks to the hoop, up and good. Boy, I tell you, Hannah Eastlick has a nice nose for that ball as well. She, nice little dribble, good control with that, crossed it over at the free throw line, came in on the right side for a layup, went up and banked it off, and is fouled in the act of shooting there. That would be Kayla Stansbury that from Mormon Trail gets the foul, her first foul of the night. And Hannah Eastlick will go to the line, shooting an extra free throw, and it comes off the front of the rim. So free throws is maybe the only chink in the armor for the Lady Mohawks. Otherwise, an outstanding game. And there's another steal right away there by Autumn McDaniel. Just has a very aggressive play and very smart play. She doesn't cause the foul. She goes right after that ball, gets it, able to get the ball for the Lady Mohawks, knocked out of bounds by Mormon Trail. They check it in. Gets it inside to Kendall Brown, who kicks it right back out, works it around to Hannah Eastlick, puts up a nice little shot, but just comes off the front of the rim. Rebound comes to Mormon Trail, who pushed the action up, gets it up court to Michaela Reed. Shot goes up and is missed. Kate and Tracy tries to get the rebound. It's pulled away. Pulled away out of her by Kelsey Gallagher, who again has four fouls. She gets the ball, tries to put up. She gets fouled in the act of shooting. She is fouled by Jenna Sheehan. Her third foul of the night there. So to the line will go Kelsey Gallagher. First shot goes up and it's good. So she makes the first one of the two fouls, or two free throw shots there. Second one misses. Rebound comes out, but knocked loose, and then Cassie Moore gets it, puts up a shot, but then there's Kaylin Tracy, and it comes across the wrist, not getting any calls there at all. As she gets the rebound, she takes it coast to coast. Nice little layup in and around the rim it goes, and in 2 points. So a good job out of her to try to get her points on the board there. As she came down with that rebound, boy, the guy came right across her arm. The official stand there, but not going to get the call. It's hard to get those sometimes with a 49-19 lead. But Kaylin Tracy kept her cool, went right to the hoop and got the bucket. Got a short timeout here. We're going to keep it right here, though, with us. Again, as we got a nice lead here. Getting a timeout here as coach from Mormon Trail wanted a little timeout. That's Coach Palmer, James Palmer.
And a quick scoring update over in Wayne is the Wayne Falcons leading Metro Dallas 34-27 after three. Dan, back to you.
After three, so what a game that is. That's a good tight game there in first round action. So, again, the winner of that will come here to Moravia to play second round action in 1A class basketball, ladies basketball. Mormon Trail after the made basket, but Kaylin Tracy will check it in. Moravia's coming right into that full court press and immediately gets the steal. And again, you can't say enough about the effort that Autumn McDaniel's given her team tonight. She's really doing a good job. She gets the steal. She gets fouled immediately by 23, Ashley Hoffman. It will be her third foul of the night. So lots of gals for Mormon Trail getting into foul trouble. Moravia checks the ball and gets it in. Nice little lob pass, but just a little short. Tried to get it into Kendall Brown, but it came just a little short on the pass, and so it was stolen right away by Kelsey Gallagher, who brings the ball up court. And there it is once again is out of McDaniel. Nice little steal at half court, goes up and gets the rebound. So good job out of her to get the bucket there. Good job there. Got the shot up in 2 points. 51-19 is our score here. Once we get to 35 points, it will be continuous clock. But, I tell you what, there's no quitting Autumn McDaniel. She tries to get another steal there. Just came across the handle a little bit at the top of the key and got called for the foul. But you really like that effort. She's really timing it, trying to steal that ball from the guards, and just a good aggressive play. And as much as anything right now, what you're working for is your second-round game. You really want to get yourselves better and get ready for that next opponent, which looks to be a good one, whether it's Wayne or Melcher Dallas. Looks to be some good games coming for them. Mormon Trail will retain possession on the foul. Swing the ball in there, and then Jenna Sheehan just not a smart foul there, and obviously coach not pleased with that one. She reaches right across. There was no reason to go that aggressive, but again, these girls are really trying to get their steals when they can. That is her fourth foul, Jenna Sheehan's fourth foul, the senior. She has seven points on the night, so she'll leave the game now with four fouls. Mormon Trail again still has the ball, checks it out on the near sideline, gets it in to Michaela Reed. She swings to Cassie Moore, gets it back to Reed at the baseline, puts up a long shot, short two, but missed. Kaitlin Tracy gets the rebound, dribbles it coast to coast. Nice little bounce pass to get to, I was just going to say low activity. Want to see that foul to Autumn McDaniel. Autumn McDaniel trying to get the shot up. Kaitlin Tracy tried to get the rebound but was fouled as she's going up for that. Foul was on number 11, Michaela Reed. That will be her fourth foul of the night. Excuse me, that will be her fifth foul of the night. That is her fifth foul on that, Michaela Reed's fifth foul. So she will exit the game barely into that third period here, so not what they wanted out of her. Michaela Reed, again, is a junior on this team. Coming into tonight, she's averaged just a little over 3.5 points a game. She also does a nice job, about 5 boards and rebounds a night, and also just a little over an assist a night. So, you know, a good little play out of her, but just fouls out there. So her quick exit for her with 5 minutes left in the third period. Ball stolen by Mormon Trail. Cassie Moore gets it, swings it up, picks up her dribble, swings it over to the near side. Gets it over Cheyenne Williams. who looks, takes a long two-point shot and makes it. So Cheyenne Williams gets another bucket for her out of the night here. There's a long two-point shot just inside the three-point line. Raver quickly gets it up, and there's Hannah Eastlake. Boy, she's having an outstanding second half here. Puts up a nice little five-foot baseline shot and drops the ball. Press coming on. Ball's knocked loose by, looks like Kendall Brown, but still stays Mormon Trail's ball. Kendall Brown deflects the inbound pass once again. Long arms out of that freshman. She does a nice job. Active hands, doing a really good job for her team. Knocking that ball loose, trying to keep it from being like an easy pass as Kelsey Geller is trying to get the ball inbounded. Ball gets worked inside there. Finally, they get the ball inbound. Mormon Trail does, but pressure coming, trying to get a double team on her. Ball stopped, moved around, gets it to Kelsey, back to Kelsey Geller, who advances the ball to Cassie Moore. Moore looks back to the baseline where Kelsey Geller pops out, takes a little running two-pointer, but doesn't go there. Cheyenne Williams puts up the rebound and the shot. Nothing doing there, and there's the rebound, and tearing it away is Mackenzie Smith. Very good hands there, and just took that ball right away from both defenders that were in there trying to get that rebound. Gets the ball to Hannah Eastlake, who kicks it right around. Comes back out to Autumn McDaniel, puts up a long shot, no good. But Eastlake there with the rebound. Gets, it looks like a little contact, no call from the officials. But the shot doesn't go. But boy, Hannah Eastlake doesn't give up. She keeps right after it. Steals the ball back from Kelsey Geller, who looked to foul her on that previous shot attempt. So Kelsey will get her, I believe it will be her fifth foul as well. Yes, it is. So Kelsey Geller, the second player for Mormon Trails, will foul out with just 4 minutes left in the third period. So they're starting to get those fouls are really starting to bear harm for them as they got two starters out of the game now. Moravia checks the ball in. Gets it in there. Boy, a nice little entry pass into Kendall Brown, who puts up and gets her first 2 points of the second half here. That was a good little pass from Autumn McDaniel, who came in and just nice little lob to Kendall Brown. Still have a little bit of a press going on here from Moravia. Not as intense, but certainly bringing the pressure on and making them earn their passing. And then there, just as soon as you say that, makes a bad pass, but able to retrain it is 23 Ashley Hoffman, who gets it over to the far side to Cheyenne Putta, or Cheyenne, excuse me, Williams. Ball stolen there, and there is once. Oh, good effort by Autumn McDaniel. She tries to find a slashing Hannah Eastlake. Ball's deflected, though. Good recovery by Mormon Trail, but still will be Moravia's ball. So good little job out of Moravia trying to get the fast break going and get an easy bucket, but just not able to get it. Mormon Trail did also a nice job recovering. Ball's inbounded, gets right back to Hannah Eastlake. Shot goes up and misses, and Nicole Self there has a good weak side rebound, gets the rebound. And as she's about ready to go up for the shot, she gets fouled, but they say it was on the floor. So Jordan Gallagher, the younger sister of Kelsey, comes in. She picks up her first foul. Ball goes in. Boy, they lob the ball. Well, I'm not sure about this one. They lob the ball in as Autumn McDaniel looks to swing the ball over. And they call Kendall Brown, who the pass was intended for the foul. The ball was kind of coming in. I think they thought she was just reaching over the back a little more than she needed to. So Kendall Brown will pick up her third foul of the night with just 6 points. Mormon Trail gets the ball into the front court. Cassie Moore puts up a three-pointer. It goes no good. Kendall Brown gets her hand off but can't reel in the rebound. And so it will stay Mormon Trail ball. Checking in for the Mohawks is Mackenzie Smith, giving Hannah Eastlake a little break there, but nice little half, second half out of her. Mormon Trail checks the ball, gets it inside. Cheyenne Williams looks to put up the ball. Check that. That's not Cheyenne. That's Ashley Hoffman. She is fouled in the act of shooting by Caitlin Tracy. Just her third foul of the night as well. So both the leading scorers from Moravia, Caitlin Tracy and Kendall Brown, now each have three fouls. And to the line will go Ashley Hoffman. No points on the night, but three fouls. She goes and she shoots two. First one up, hits the back of the iron, no good. Again, the score here, 55-21. 34-point lead. As soon as we get to 35 points, there will be a continuous clock. 2:55 left in the third period. Ashley Hoffman puts up the second shot, and this one goes in. Swishes the shot there. So Moravia will come up with the 33-point lead, and all the way, very alert play out of Mackenzie Smith. No one guarding her, so she takes to the hoop, but just a little too strong, and goes long, and the rebound comes to Cheyenne Williams for Mormon Trail, but as soon as she gets it, she steps out of bounds, and so Moravia will keep the ball under their own end. Mackenzie Smith will set to check the ball in. As she throws it in, good effort by Cassie Moore to jump in front of the pass and steals the ball. Steals the ball, which was intended for Autumn McDaniel. And so good effort by Cassie Moore. Nice to see her not giving up and quitting on her team. She's still trying to go hard. She's a leading scorer. And just that quick, we are in the bonus here. Seven fouls already for Mormon Trail. So, which should send Autumn McDaniel to the line. Or, excuse me, I'll check that. Cassie Moore, the foul. The foul there was on McDaniel. First one up and good for Cassie Moore. Again, was in the one-on-one bonus, so she gets the second one with that make. Second one goes up, and it rims in and out, and there's Nicole Self with the rebound. Looks for her outlet, sees it, gets it right to Mackenzie Smith, who advances the ball to the front court. Starts looking for a teammate, sees Hannah Eastlick, who goes to the baseline. That nice little 10-footer that she's shown, and another bucket for Hannah Eastlick. So doing a great job here the second half, getting her shots up. Good pressure, double team there by Hannah Eastlick. Tries to knock it loose. They get the ball up in the front court. And Hannah Eastlick just a little too aggressive there. She's coming in, picks up her third foul. And again, we are in the bonus, so that will send Cheyenne Williams to the line for Mormon Trail. Score here, 57-23 with 2:23 left in the third quarter. Again, Cheyenne Williams to the line. Had 2 points in the first half and two in the second half. Misses everything on the front one. Just hits the backboard. Only has to hit the iron to count as an attempted free throw. And so there's not a chance for a good rebound. So the ball will be turned back over to Moravia. Lady Mohawks bring the ball up court. Gets it to Hannah Eastlick, who swings the ball right over to Mackenzie Smith. Puts up a nice little jumper. Rims in and out. Rebound comes to Cheyenne Williams, who's done a nice job coming in off the bench there. Picks up the rebound. Gets it to the senior, Cassie Moore. Who brings the ball up. Sees the post in the middle. That's 23 Ashley Hoffman. She kicks it right out. Ball comes up. Another shot attempt. Rebound rattles around. Both the Lady Mohawks and Mormon Trail go after it. That is Hannah Eastlick, who ties up the ball, gets the rebound with the alternate possession. It will stay Moravia's ball. So good job and good aggressive play there out of Hannah to get that rebound and not give up on that play. Keeps the ball back in her team's hands. Upcoming was Autumn McDaniel. A little pressure by Cassie Moore. Was able to cause a turnover. She goes all the way coast to coast for a layup. Misses that. Mackenzie Smith gets the rebound. She's looking up, just looking up court all the time. What vision and awareness she has. She's always looking for her teammates. Gets it to Autumn McDaniel. Drives baseline, sees a nice post up front of Kendall Brown. She puts up a shot, doesn't get it. Rebound comes in and out. Goes to Mormon Trail. That would be Kaylee Stansberry. Gets the ball, brings it up. Cassie Moore gets it, sees in the middle. Post player gets it in, knocked loose. Ball comes out of McDaniel. She hustles down at an errant pass there, but it just goes out of bounds, and so we'll go back to Mormon Trail. But very good play there. And again, that was Mackenzie Smith, who's lead passing, trying to get the ball out there and get her something going there, but just a little too long for Eastlick to get a hold of there. As we see now, we've got Caitlin Tracy checking back in. Nicole South gets a rest. Mormon Trail gets the ball into the front court. Start looking around. They start seeing what they can get here. Jordan Gill. Oh, my. Jordan Gellhard passes it. Gets it to. We'll check who got the foul on there. Was that on Jordan? It came on. It was just a foul. A little too aggressive there as they thought Mackenzie Smith was too much reaching, trying to steal the ball from Jordan. Again, that's the younger sister of Kelsey, who has fouled out already this game. And so Jordan Gellhard will go to the line. First shot up on the 1-on-1. Back of the iron goes long. And there's Caitlin Tracy with the rebound. Nice little board out of her. She takes it all the way. Good little ball handler for the post player. As she goes up and shoots, the ball goes up. And I see if I can call it on the foul. She is fouled as she's going to the hoop. Foul on 23, Ashley Hoffman. That will be her fourth foul. And if the foul was on the floor, so no bucket for her, but for Caitlin Tracy. But she will go to the line shooting 1-1. Again, we've got now the second player is in deep foul trouble. Ashley Hoffman from Mormon Trail now has four fouls. Caitlin Tracy makes the first one of the free throws. Go over now for the bonus. See if she can't get it. There is a 58-23 lead, 35-point lead. First one in and out of the rim. But there is Hannah Eastlick. Tries to get the rebound, but can't. There's Cheyenne Williams is able to pull that rest left loose. Kaylee Stansberry gets the ball. She starts to bring it up court. Hannah Eastlick, though, not giving up. Still applying a little man pressure there. And as she does, that makes a bad pass there as she goes in. And Autumn McDaniel gets it steals. Chases it down, just bobbles the ball a little bit, a little out of control here. Just everyone's trying to be a little too aggressive. And as they're going through, the ball comes the other in the front court for Mormon Trail. Cheyenne Williams tries to chase down an errant pass and then inadvertently steps out of bounds. So Moravia gets the ball. So a lot of activity going on here. We are under 30 seconds now in the third period. Ball immediately gets in a nice little post play there to Kendall Brown, but she's not able to make the basket. Rebound comes out to Kaylee Stansberry for Mormon Trail. Gets it in the front court. Sees Cheyenne Williams for about a 16-foot jump shot and misses there. Comes short. Caitlin Tracy gets the rebound. Gets it to Mackenzie Smith, who brings the ball up court. Looks right into Kendall Brown, who gets a nice little up and under move there. Gets her second points of the second bucket of the third period here. So 60-23 is our score. Moravia Lady Mohawks lead Mormon Trail Saints. That's our score after three periods. We're going to take a short timeout. You're listening to Southern Iowa's best sports coverage, KIC Thunder Country.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Moravia Lady Mohawks basketball first round sectional play in Class 1A here in Moravia High School as the Lady Mohawks are taking on Mormon Trail Saints. After three periods, the Lady Mohawks have a commanding 60-23 point lead, 37-point margin here. Really start turning it up in that second period as Autumn McDaniel and Mackenzie Smith really start being more aggressive in the guard spots, getting the ball to Caitlin Tracy, Jenny Shin, and Nicole Self doing a good job inside in the post.
And with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game over in Wayne, Wayne leads Melter Dallas 48-30. Back to you, Dan.
How about those live scoring updates? Really appreciate that, Scott. That's a big game of good contention here for the gals here. Moravia is looking to see who they're going to play next on, whether it's Wayne or Melter Dallas. Melter Dallas is in their conference, and they certainly have faced, has a 6-15 record on the year. So Wayne will be interested to see what they'll look like if they're able to hold off for that victory. Again, we're just starting the fourth period here. Moravia gets the ball, gets it right into Kendall Brown. A nice little move. Boy, nice tall freshman player there. Gets another bucket for her for this game here. So she's got, I believe, 10 points on the night. Comes in averaging right at 10 points, so hitting her average. Also, Caitlin Tracy comes in averaging 18 points, and she is right at that as well, her 18 points for the game. So, 19 points, so just over average. Ball comes up there, a little pressure coming in there. Mormon Trail would like a timeout here to kind of reassess the situation here. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a short, or the timeout as well here. Again, you're listening to 96.7 KIC Thunder Country.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun.
Welcome back, everybody, to Moravia High School. As the Moravia Lady Mohawks take on Mormon Trail Saints, first round sectional play in Class 1A basketball action. Moravia Mohawks have a 62-23 lead, so commanding lead here in the fourth quarter, just under 7 minutes. Mormon Trail puts up a shot, rebound by Kendall Brown, gets the rebound. Ball comes up quickly. They get inside to Caitlin Tracy. Nice little post move. Spins on her pivot foot. Long shot, but there's Kendall Brown with the rebound. It goes long. There's Caitlin Tracy. So the two post plays doing a great job and are really working hard to keep that ball alive and get some points for Moravia and keep things going. As we go here and again in the fourth period, Moravia's looking to advance here. We'll take on the winner of Wayne and Melcher Dallas and another regional action going on tonight. Kevin Comer's giving us those updates. And as we've heard tonight, Scotty Fry's been giving us those updates. Moravia gets the steal, comes ball, advances the ball across half court. As soon as they do, Coach Woodward calls for a timeout, wants a timeout to get some subs in. They don't have very deep benches either, but certainly going to get his subs in. As they take this timeout, we'll take another timeout as well. Listen to some of our great sponsors of Southern Iowa Sports.
The Alvia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Welcome back, everyone, to action here at Moravia High School. Moravia Lady Mohawks take it on Mormon Trail Saints. Ball immediately checked in by Moravia. They get it inside to Kendall Brown. Goes up for shot. She's fouled in the act shooting by Cheyenne Williams. So Kendall goes to the line, shoots two, misses the front. First one of the two shots. Second shot up, and it's a good. So Kendall Brown having a nice second half action here. She's getting in there. Had two fouls early in the first half, so she sat most of that first half, not able to play a whole lot with the two fouls. As they come up here, Cassie Moore is bringing the ball up court. And again, we've just seen Autumn McDaniel, the freshman, doing a nice job. Not being excessively harassing, but boy, certainly right on her. Cassie Moore just takes an extra step there and causes the travel. So turnover back to Moravia. Autumn McDaniel takes the ball, drives baseline, and then kicks it off to a wide open Kendall Brown. Nice little bucket there, so gets another 2 points for Kendall. Autumn McDaniel comes in and steals the ball immediately from Cassie Moore. Gets the ball tipped. Ball's tipped to Becca Albertson, the sophomore who's checked in the game. And then as ball is immediately knocked loose by Mormon Trail, but still stays Moravia ball. So Becca Albertson gets the ball in. Finds a wide open Emily Moore. Freshman comes in, first time action tonight. And the ball immediately turned over, but there once again is Autumn McDaniel, who just is everywhere she needs to be. Gets the ball turned over, gets it to Emily Moore. Emily Moore swings it over to Becca Albertson. They're trying to work that ball into Kendall Brown, but not able to get in there. Good sagging defense by the Mormon Trail. And so as they do, they come in because they reach in there and got a jump ball. So the State Moravia's ball here. As Becca Albertson will set to check the ball in for the Lady Mohawks. She finds immediately Autumn McDaniel, who gets it, swings it back around up top to Moore. Moore finds Albertson on the far side on the elbow. Moore takes a look, surveys everything, gets it back to Albertson. The rebound comes off. The shot comes long to Kendall Brown. She's in the right place, just where she needs to be. Gets her 11th point of the second half here. Ball's thrown in there, and once again is Autumn McDaniel. Autumn McDaniel is just everywhere, just phenomenal to see. And again, it's just a freshman here, so she's doing a great job for these Lady Mohawks. And she's immediately fouled by Cassie Moore, the senior. Only her second foul of the night, so one of the few starters from Mormon Trail not in deep foul trouble. But there we are in the bonus one-on-one, so that's where Autumn McDaniel goes. She goes and hits the first of a one-on-one. She'll get two here. 4:25 left in the fourth period here in this game. Again, 68-23, a 45-point lead now is our lead differential here. Moravia well in command here. As Autumn McDaniel puts up second shot, misses, but there is Kendall Brown puts up, gets the rebound. Nice little up and under move out of her and puts up the bucket, gets another 2 points. So good effort out of her. Mormon Trail brings the ball in, gets it up court, just half-court defense by Moravia. Cheyenne Williams gets the ball, sees Cassie Moore on the baseline, swings it down there. Cassie Moore, nothing going there. Good pressure by Kendall Brown, but Cassie Moore able to find an open Ashley Hoffman at the elbow, but the shot goes up, nothing there. Shot goes up by Cheyenne Williams, and there comes Kendall Brown from the weak side and just swings at the ball. That's something a shot blocker you try to teach is just go straight up with it, not swat at it, but unfortunately she swung at it almost every time when you do that. You're going to get called for that foul. It's just hard not to. Whereas if you just go straight up and tip that ball, you'd be able to tip it to a teammate. But that's something you learn as you go along. Kendall Brown will pick up her fourth foul. Again, she has 13 points in the second half, 17 for the night. So a fine effort out of her. Coming in now for the Lady Mohawks is Kristen Matthews. First time for her to come in here. Houston Matthews is just a freshman, so we've got a lot of freshmen in here coming in. A nice little freshman class coming up for the Lady Mohawks, so the future is certainly looking bright for them. Becca Albertson gets the rebound on the missed free throw, and they come out and quickly find Kendall Brown on the post on the far side, puts up the shot and misses it. Mormon Trail fouls her. That was fouled on Kaylee Stansberry, only her second foul as well. 2 points on the night for Kaylee. But Kendall Brown, the freshman, will go to the line, shooting two. Again, for the Lady Mohawks right now, we have Kendall Brown. We have Autumn McDaniel. Also, as I just mentioned a minute ago, Kristen Matthews is a freshman, just had checked in. We've also got a sophomore, Becca Albertson, in there. Next shot goes up and rims out and misses, but there's a rebound by 25, which is Jordan Geller. Cheyenne Williams gets the outlet pass, brings the ball up, finds Kaylee Stansberry, who advances the ball, gets it to Cassie Moore on the far side. Moore finds Gallagher on the far near far corner, excuse me, three-point shot. She's looking to get it inside to the post. Dee does, gets the shot up, but no basket for her. Rebound hauled in by Emily Moore, another freshman in here. So we've got four freshmen and a sophomore in for Moravia. So very good-looking group of girls coming up for the Lady Mohawks. Shot goes up by Autumn McDaniel. It goes long, and she tries to chase down her own rebound, not able to get it. So, again, we are continuous clock now at this point. 3 minutes left in the game. 70-23 is our score right now. Moravia commanding lead in the game against Mormon Trail Saints. Three-point shot up by Mormon Trail. By Kaylee Stansberry, it goes long. Rebound in there by Samantha Watsabaugh, but she's not able to get the put back. Good ball, good job of, once again, Autumn McDaniel looking for her teammates. Nice try to get in there, but the freshman that just came in there, Kristen Matthews, just took one extra little shuffle in her steps as she's trying to get that layup, and the freshman just not able to convert that pass break.
And Dan, the Wayne Falcons have defeated the Melcher Dallas Saints. The first half of the bracket is set. Now back to you.
And Scott, what was the score on that game?
We're still waiting the final score.
Okay, missed out. I didn't know if you said it. It's hard for me sometimes. But how about that? We thought that it looked like that game Wayne had a slight lead throughout. So that's who looks like the Moravian Lady Mohawks will be facing next Tuesday night, the 12th. I'll be happy to bring you that game as well, folks. So please tell all the folks you know and all the alumni and family from far and wide. Tune in on KICradio.com and or you can stream on your app so that if you got your web-enabled phones, wherever you are, we can reach you, folks. Just keep tuning and listen. Especially all the supporters of Moravia Sports and Athletics, and especially the Lady Mohawks. Boy, I tell you, it's a storied history they have down here. I know when I was growing up, the Lady Mohawks always had just great teams. You know, Kendall Brown comes from a good basketball family, not only from her father's side, but her mother's a Helmick. And those of us who've been around know the Helmicks. I grew up with Pam Helmick and knew her, and she was an Albion Alp Freshwater, Pam Freshwater, and just a phenomenal player. Went on to play at Simpson College, and you just start going through the names that they have that came through here, through this program. You know, just a hit long and storied history, and Caitlin Tracy's is continuing that tradition for the Lady Mohawks. And Kendall Brown's a freshman that looks to keep that going, and can't say enough about the play tonight of Autumn McDaniel again, just a freshman coming. So the just future's bright for the Lady Mohawks as they continue to have outstanding women's basketball. Shot goes up by Mormon Trail, not able to get that. Rebound comes in, gets by Autumn McDaniel. She looks to advance, trying to find an open Kristen Matthews, but not able to haul it in, so turnover goes back to Mormon Trail. For Mormon Trail, now bringing the ball up is Kaylee Stansberry. She finds on the near side Jordan Galhar. Jordan gets it back to Cassie Moore, takes the top of the key, nice little bounce pass back over to Kaylee Stansberry. Swings it right immediately back to Cassie Moore. They're trying to work that outside edge with under 2 minutes left in the game. Trying to see if they can't still find good shots, try to work their game even though the contest is decided. You know, it's still like seeing that they're giving good effort, trying to work it. Again, for Moravia, they have four freshmen and a sophomore out here for them. So really showing the youth and the athleticism in the program that's coming up here. Nice little jump shot taken by Kristen Matthews, but just comes a little short. Rebound goes to Mormon Trail. Cassie Moore gets it now up the top. There is Kaylee Stansberry, swings it back to her, and they're just working it back and forth, looking inside from time to time to see if they can't find an open Ashley Hoffman. And get her back out to Cassie Moore, hits a three-pointer. So as we've seen that from her, she's really able to hit those three-pointers. Has done a nice job tonight, just hasn't had many of them fall, unfortunately, for her team. McDaniel comes in, drives, nice little screen on the near side, drives in, goes up for a layup, is not able to get it, but as she tries to follow her own rebound, which I really like that effort out of her, she just stepped out of bounds as she was doing that. So Autumn McDaniel just doing a good job there, really trying to get herself open and get herself good looks and good shots. Mormon Trail again gets the ball based on that turnover. Cassie Moore takes another long three-pointer this time, and it hits the back of the iron and goes out. Nice little rebound coming for the Moravia Lady Mohawks. That's Becca Albertson, the sophomore, the only sophomore in the lineup. The rest are all freshmen. Albertson gets the ball, gets it over to teammates, swings it back. Nice little jump shot there. Thought maybe it was going to go for Emily Moore, the freshman, and it went long, but there was Albertson on the far side trying to haul in that rebound. Again, continuous clock here. Clock continues to run. We're under 30 seconds. 70-26 is our score here. Ball checked in, but just stepped on the out-of-bounds line as they're trying to get the ball in. So it will be a turnover for the Lady Mohawks. Go back to Mormon Trail with 13 seconds in the game. Stansberry brings it up for Mormon Trail. Sees Moore for that long three-pointer again. Looked good, but just couldn't get it to drop. So she's just finishing up, a senior trying to finish up her career. She goes immediately for the steal off of Krista Matthews. And as I say that, the clock expires. The Lady Mohawks pick up the first round victory. Again, the final score here is 70-26. So a very good effort there. Started a little slow and sluggish, very tight contest, but the Lady Mohawks able to pull away with a convincing win there, 70-26. We're going to take a short time out here, get a wrap up here in just a few minutes. You've been listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's best sports leader broadcaster. Happy to bring you first round 1A district or sectional action between Moravia Lady Mohawks and the Mormon Trail Saints.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
8:27 here on Thunder Country KIIC, and the final score over in Wayne was Wayne 56, Melcher Dallas 33. It looks like the Wayne Falcons held the Melcher Dallas Saints to only 6 points in the fourth quarter, and we got a lot coming up here on Thunder Country KIIC. First of all, on Saturday at noon, we will have all your live wrestling district action here. We will have coverage from Knoxville as Joe Sinclair covers the Class 2A action. Joe Millage will be bringing us updates in Pleasantville with all the 1A action. And then on Monday night, we will have the back to Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Can't forget the Albia girls traveling to Davis County as they begin their regional action, Class 3A. That game will be heard here on Thunder Country KIIC at 7 p.m. on Monday. The 11th, we will be bringing you boys basketball action as the Albia boys basketball team travels to Cardinal of Eldon. That game will begin at 7 o'clock as well. And then we'll be right back down in Moravia next Tuesday night as the Lady Mohawks will take on the Wayne Lady Falcons. Dan, now back to you.
Well, thank you, Scott. Again, we're just another outstanding week of coverage of Southern Iowa sports here, brought to you by KIC Thunder Country 96.7, streaming live on the internet, and if you're near your computers during our game times on KICradio.com. So we welcome everyone to join us and just keep it tuned and see what's going on with our broadcast. We're trying to bring all the games we can, all the action. As you just heard, Wayne beat Melcher Dallas in the other sectional game in this bracket here, 56-33. So the ladies from Wayne Falcons will come over here to face Moravia on Tuesday night. Moravia had just an outstanding game. Have played Mormon Trail twice earlier this year, as I mentioned, and it had convincing wins, and tonight was no exception. 70-26 was our final here. Unofficially, I had Caitlin Tracy, the senior, with 21 points for the Lady Mohawks. Kendall Brown I had down for 18 points. Hannah Eastlick had 9, had a really good, strong second half there, put up 8 points in the second half alone, and so got 9 total. Autumn McDaniel, who had 7 points, but that only is the beginning of the story for her. Her aggressiveness and the steals and the pressure she put on the ball really is what helped this team really to turn the corner, especially in the second quarter, but throughout the game. You just never saw any quit out of her. And really impressed with her, you know, just as a freshman coming and doing what she's doing. And then also Hannah Eastlick, like I said, at 9, Jenna Sheehan came and got a little foul trouble, so she didn't get as much action in the second half, but at 7 points in the first half, that's where she ended up. Nicole Self did a great first half, really had some nice post moves, got 6 points, so did a great job for the team. And then Mackenzie Smith, the senior, the point guard, really handled the ball, really looked for her teammates, very unselfish, only 2 points on the night unofficially, but boy, the assists just have to be high, and it didn't have that tracked, but she certainly did a good job for her team, really looking for her teammates, and does a nice job getting an entry pass. So be really interesting to see what's going to be coming up for the Moravia Lady Mohawks as they take on Wayne on next Tuesday. That should be a great game. We're going to have an interview Saturday morning on the Coach's Corner. We're going to bring to you with Coach Clint Woodward, the head coach from Moravia Mohawks, and we'll get the preview of that game. So I would encourage you to tune in Saturday morning. Listen to that as we get ready to roll into, as Scott said, the coverage of district wrestling. And my, what a day that's going to be coming up here with the district action. Now I'll be sending 7 wrestlers. The Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, I believe, sent 10. And it's just an incredible effort. Lots of great wrestling going to be brought to you. And it'd be always exciting to listen and love listening to Joe Sinclair when he's bringing that wrestling action. You just feel like you're right there, a part of it. I know last week we were on the road and weren't able to be there, but we were able to listen to it on the radio and really appreciate the coverage they bring and the descriptions and how they bring that wrestling action right to the fans. So I encourage everyone to get on. Again, if you can't be near a radio, you're near your computer, get tuned in on that, KIC Radio. If you've got your web-enabled phones, get on the KIC app. Listen to us on streaming live there as well. I've been Dan Stalker here with my trusty assistant, Julie, who's helped me all night long here. Appreciate the pleasure to bring you Lady Mohawk basketball. It's a treat to be able to cover some teams that I don't normally get to cover. It's been a great game to see, and we look forward to coming back Tuesday night covering the second round action for the Lady Mohawks. You've been listening to KIC Thunder Country.